What's going on, Story Talk About Life listeners? I appreciate every single one of you for joining me on today. If you're over on the Feel the Beat web radio station, thank you for getting up at 6 a.m. to join me. It means so much that you would take time out of your morning to listen to me, get a few words of motivation, encouragement, and I appreciate you. If you're listening to me on any of my other platforms, thank you for pressing that play button and taking a chance on me. If you're new here on my platform, I talk about positive things. I talk about motivating, uplifting, and encouraging other people. Occasionally, I will talk about certain topics and research those topics and just go in depth with that. I started this podcast, I'll say it's been a little bit over 3 years ago, and I've just been going ever since. This podcast has been very therapeutic for me because it has allowed me to not only encourage other people, but to encourage myself as well, because I come from a family that did not support me. I had to support myself, constantly motivate myself. I speak about this a lot because at the time it was a hurtful thing for me, but now I've turned that hurt and that pain into inspiration. It keeps me moving. And I can also share that with you because I know I'm not the only one that's striving and trying to do positive things in life. And all you just want is support. I'm sure I'm not the only one that's constantly reaching out to people, family, friends, your lovers, trying to get them to support you. But it seems like they're just not on the same page as you. They're not interested in what you have going on. So I've been there. So I can relate. And so I took that and motivated myself. It just pushed me to go harder. And in doing so, the Most High has blessed me to reach over 50 countries, to have complete strangers inbox me, email me, let me know that I've helped them, I've motivated them, I kept them going. And things like that means so, so much to me, because at one point I felt like I was just on here talking to myself because I didn't have many listeners. But I kept going. There was many days I wanted to just give up and just stop talking, but I kept going because you know what? What I speak about may not be for everyone, but I know that right person is going to come along at the right time and get this message. They're going to get the message that they're meant to get. And each time I get on here, before I even start speaking, I ask the Most High to help me, lead me, and guide me. Give me words to say that will touch someone, encourage them. And I've just been going. So I'm going to continue to go. And in that, I will say, never give up. If you want to do podcasting, if you want to do YouTube, if you want to do TikTok, whatever is placed on your heart to do, like if you want to motivate other people, if you want to just talk and just tell your story, do it. What you speak about may not be for everyone, but I promise you, some people are going to listen. And some people are going to be able to relate to what you're saying. And just keep pushing. You don't need an audience. You don't need the pats on the back. You don't need all of that. All of that is nice to have. It really, really is. It's really nice to have. But everyone don't have that. Everyone don't have a strong support system. And for those people that don't have that, learn to motivate yourself. Speak life into yourself. Please keep going. If it's starting a new career, going back to school, whatever it is, as long as it's positive, do it. Because you guys, life is so short. And I talk about this all the time because it is. And I've lost some people that were so close to me. I did. My brother was my best friend. We literally talked every day, all through the day. If I wasn't calling to check on him, he was calling to check on me. Every day when I clocked out at work, I was expecting that phone call at 4 o'clock. He was on his way to work, and he would call to check on his little sister every single day. I miss things like that. I really do. Those are good memories that I have. And I was so fortunate and blessed to know him and to experience that type of love from a sibling. His words just cannot describe it. So when I say life is short, you never know when you're going to be up out of here. You never know when your family and friends are going to leave here. You may talk to someone today and tomorrow they may not be here. So cherish each moment, every single second. I think when you lose someone that's really close to you, or just people in general that's close to you or that you like really know, it hits close to home. It really does, because it really opens your eyes and makes you realize that people are really leaving here. Every second counts. Everything you do matters. Everything you do is important. No matter if other people don't think it's important, if you think it's important, then it's important. You know, we shouldn't be consumed with worrying about what other people think and their opinions about our lives. We all have to live for ourselves. We all have to die for ourselves. So why give anyone that much power over you to have an opinion about your life and what you should be doing? However they feel is not your business. You shouldn't even care. Especially if it's negative. If they're speaking negativity about your life, about anything concerning you, it's not your concern. You shouldn't worry about any of that. Live in positivity. Always strive to be better than you were yesterday. Always strive to reach your higher self. We can all do it. It just takes some of us longer than others. You know, some people figure it out while they're young. Some people figure it out when they're older. But as long as you get it, as long as you figure it out, that's the only thing that matters. And I used to be so worried about what other people were going to say about me. Oh my God, I don't need to do this, or I don't need to say that, because what are people going to say? Oh my God, what are they going to think? Now I just laugh at that thought, because I was so silly, so naive to think for just 1 second that someone else's opinion about me mattered. Especially when I'm living in positivity, I'm spreading love, light, I'm motivating other people, I'm encouraging other people, I'm doing the right things, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Why should I even care about someone being negative? Or someone trying to give me advice on life or anything, and they're not doing anything with their life. Like, people have the audacity. Some of them really, really do. Like, they haven't even scratched the surface. Like, they're limiting themselves. They're not doing anything. They're in a box, basically. And then they want to come to someone else that's constantly trying to evolve and be better than they were yesterday. You want to try to put limits on them and tell them what they need to do. The audacity of some people. Don't you ever allow people to speak on your life, tell you what you need to do if they're not taking care of their business. Even if they are taking care of their business, still don't allow people to tell you what you need to do. Now, sometimes it's good to have some advice from people with wisdom. You know, people that's been through life, our elders, for example, motivational speakers, coaches, people like that. It's good to listen to advice. But in the end, you're going to have the final say-so over everything concerning your life. So, let's try to make wise decisions. I'm not going to say try. Let's make wise decisions. If you're not happy with your situation and what's going on in your life, you have the power to change that. Yes, you. You have the power to change it. Take small steps until you get there. I think the problem is sometimes people try to rush things and they don't want to do the work. They're not enjoying the journey to get to the finish line. I think a lot of people just want to jump to the finish line, and that's not realistic. We all have to start somewhere. And while you're on your journey and you're enjoying the journey, the ups, the downs, all of it, while you're on your journey, make sure you're doing something to help someone else along the way. Please don't be selfish. I've been around so many selfish people. And when I speak about being selfish, I am not speaking about money. That may be a small fraction of it. But it's so many other things that you could be doing in this life to help someone else. I remember, it's been a while, but I remember a conversation. And it was actually a group conversation. And we were discussing people in the church. And it's funny how a lot of people come to the church because, you know, they feel like that's where they're supposed to go, especially if they need help, financial help, just any resources. The church is the first place a lot of people think to go, especially if you are a member of the church. If you've been there for a while, you pay your tithes, you participate in the church. So you're not just a pew member, like you're actually involved in the church. And then you go to the church and ask for help, and they basically turn their back on you. Not only do they turn their back on you, a lot of times those people in the church will gossip about you and your business. And we were having this discussion, and I was like, I feel like this is the reason why a lot of people actually stop going to the church. I mean, you can have church anywhere. You don't necessarily have to go in a building and, you know, just to say you're having church. You can have church anywhere. Let's get that straight. I'm not going to argue with anybody. That's just my opinion. So I don't get it. I don't understand why is it that we're supposed to help our neighbor. We're supposed to love on people. I don't have the heart to sit up and gossip about other people's business or their personal situation. Like, I don't have the heart to do that. And I never have. I'm not trying to sit up here and make myself seem like I'm perfect, because I'm not. But one thing I would not do is sit up and put someone else down when they're struggling and going through things, because trust me, I've been through a lot myself. And I know what struggle is like. I completely understand. So, you know, a lot of people have confidence in the church. They feel like that's where they can go. You know, their secrets are safe there. You know, nobody's going to be talking about their business, their situations and what's going on. But it's so sad that there's not much honor there anymore. Yeah. It's not much honor, because a lot of those same people are gossiping about people's business. They don't want to help people like they used to or like they should. And I'm not saying all churches are like this, but there are some. And it really discourages people from going to the church, because they feel like they're going to be judged. They feel like they won't be accepted. And I completely understand, because of the things that I've heard myself out of people's mouths. The things I've seen makes me completely understand. And don't get me started on the people that are supposed to be, you know, helping people get their lives right. They're the main ones that are trying to hop in people's beds and do other things. I've seen it all with my own eyes, and I've heard it with my own ears. I will not be repeating anything that someone said. Everything that I say, I've seen it and heard it myself. And I think it's so sad that the church has like put a bad taste in people's mouths. And I just believe we all should be trying to get right in one way or another, whatever that looks like to you. We should be helping people. There's so many young people out here that are lost, that just need a mentor or someone to just show up and act like they care. So why don't you be that person? You don't have to be a part of a Boys and Girls Club or anything like that to just reach out to someone that may need some help. Especially if you personally know that this child or teenager is going through something, like the right thing to do is to say something encouraging. Because I guarantee you, if they don't get the advice or wisdom from their elders or someone that knows about the issue, they're going to get it from their friends. And you know, if they get the information from another child, it's not going to be right. So they're still lost. So do what you can to help out, spread love, light, help out in your community. Just do things to help other people. Because I guarantee you, if you were in those situations, you would want someone to help you. And I believe in treating people the way I want to be treated. That's just me. If I'm respecting you and loving on you, supporting you, being there for you, I would expect the same thing in return. That's what I expect. So, yeah, you guys, today has been a really awesome day. I was able to get a little bit of rest, but I'm still tired. I am still drained, but I have the energy to get on here and give this word for today. I know that someone needed to hear some of the things I said. And we should all just continue to love on each other. I think love makes the world go around. If you love on yourself first, put that love out there in the universe, you're going to have an abundance of love to come right back. And I don't know about you, but I'm standing here with my arms open. I'm ready to receive. I'm claiming it. I'm claiming all positivity and all of the negative energy that has been sent my way is going to bounce off me, because I don't receive that. I don't. And it seems like when you're trying to stay focused, stay on your path, do the right things, negative energy and people just right around the corner, peeking at you, trying to see whenever they can come out and attack you, knock you off your path, slow you down. But they just don't know. If you're carrying yourself with love, it's kind of like you put a bubble on yourself, right? So that any negative energy is just going to bounce off of you, right? You don't receive it. That's what we all should visualize. Visualize a bubble of positivity on you and around you and your family. And no matter what is dished out, no matter what it is, it's just going to bounce off you. In this season, we're only accepting positivity. No matter who doesn't like it. No matter if people are asking you, why are you so happy? Why are you smiling? The audacity of people. Because some people will ask you, what are you so happy about today? I've had people that ask me that before. And I just say, you have no idea. The Most High has been so good to me. I woke up this morning. I took a breath and I just said, thank you. They just don't know. You have to tell them sometimes. Look, I was able to get out the bed on my own this morning without help. I was able to put my feet on the floor and walk. I'm not in a wheelchair. I'm not on crutches. I was able to put my own clothes on without having assistance. Oh, and that shower I took, I was able to do that on my own. I didn't even have to have help. Sometimes you have to let them know. If they ask you, why are you so happy? Why are you smiling? I'm just happy, just excited about life. Even though things may be coming left and right and trying so hard to discourage me, to push me off my path, I'm still going. I'm still going. Been fighting ever since I've been in this world. Literally. Been being strong ever since I was younger. So if the things I went through in my life did not break me, and they kept me going, kept me on the right path, what makes you think that someone being negative is going to affect me? It's not going to happen. And I wish that everyone that's listening to me right now would just live in love and light. Have the most amazing day. And remember that you are loved. You are. Remember that you're important. And you matter in this world. No matter what anyone has said to you. No matter if you don't have the support that you're looking for. Or you think you deserve. Keep going. Keep going. I want you all to have the most amazing day. Know that the Most High loves you, and I love you too.